everyone, welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. My name is Lester. So if you're new here on the Spill the Beans Podcast, kasama pa rin natin ang inyong friendly neighborhood Tito.
Friendly neighborhood.
Yes, walang iba kundi si Tito Paolo. Pero Tito Paolo, bago lang tayo pumunta sa mga guests natin, announce ko lang na available na rin ang podcast natin sa Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Podcast, and yung mga ibang platform pa ng mga podcast.
Ano yung Breaker? Parang nakita ko may Breaker.
Yes, meron din tayong Breaker, Stitcher. Kung saan mang platform ang gusto nyo, mga apps, pwede nyo mapakinggan. Just search Spill the Beans Podcast.
We will search Spill the Beans. So they'll just type that Spill the Beans Podcast.
Yes, Spill the Beans Podcast. So Tito Paolo, parang may guest lang tayo today. Pero looks family yung guest na atin today.
It looks family. What does that mean?
It looks familiar.
It looks familiar.
Yes, meron.
Grabe, hindi ko nakuha yung joke na yun. Pantito na talaga
pantito
ako.
Pantito na talaga. Sino yung guest natin for today, Tito Pao?
Intro muna ako. Nakakalimutan muna. So, memory keepers and future subscribers. Ay, sandali lang, Lester. Ano yung isa pang nakalimutan mo? Hindi ka pa nagpapasubscribe. Nagpasubscribe
yes,
ka na ba?
Yes, ako nga pala.
Oo. Ano yun?
Yes, mag-subscribe naman kayo. Memory keepers, grabe naman.
Yung memory keepers, subscribe na. Sino hindi pa subscribe?
Future subscribers. Please don't forget to subscribe on the channel. And may kita rin nyo rin yung notification
bell. Ang bilis. Magalaw ko.
Okay, sige.
Slowly.
Pang ladies.
Kinakabahan ka eh. Dito ka tumingin sa akin para hindi ka kabahan.
Medyo dito na kinakabahan ako dito sa left side ko.
Relax ka lang. Slow down. Yan. Okay.
So, future subscribers. Kung hindi pa kayo nakasubscribe sa aming channel, please don't hesitate to subscribe. Diyan lang sa baba yung red button. And
red
of course,
button.
Meron din tayong notification bell na pwede nilang i-click para ma-notify sila sa mga bagong updates or episode ng Teddy's Age.
Paano ba nag-work yung notification bell, sir?
So, every time na meron tayo po-post na episode na bago, magpa-pop up sa either phone or desktop nila.
The purpose of the notification bell. Alright, so memory keepers and future subscribers, would like to thank you again for watching. I hope you nag-subscribe na nga kayo.
Hawa ka na, Tito Paolo.
Oo nga. Sorry, I'm stumbling on my own words. Okay. I hope nag-subscribe na nga kayo. As sabi ni Lester, today is, we have content. We have a content creator. Tama ba yon? Straight?
Yes.
We have content creator. Nahawa ko sa English.
This is YouTube Talk.
This is YouTube Talk, yes. And we have content creators. Tama ba yung English na yon?
Tama naman. Sumunod lang kayo sa akin. Okay,
we have two content creators and we've had Natalie a few episodes back.
Yep.
And I'm sure you guys have watched her. The traction of that video was very good. Yun nga lang, Lester, we have to redeem ourselves. Masyado tayong malambot ng mga taga Manila. Kung magbisaya tayo, para tayo, hindi ko alam. Pero we have to redeem ourselves. So today is YouTube Talk. We have two content creators but belonging to the same channel. So we have the complete duo of the Traveling Foxes.
Hi everyone, my name is Nat.
And I'm Nat. We are from the Traveling Foxes.
Yes, that was good. Alam mo, kailangan na talaga natin ng applause cue dyan sa sa soundboard mo.
Okay.
Wala ba tayong abuse? Applause cue.
Nagkukulang yung letters natin.
Oo nga, grabe. Ano ba ito si Tito Paolo? Get some sleep, Tito Paolo. Yeah. Alright, so we have the Traveling Foxes.
Yes.
Straight, alam mo ba ang tawag sa group of foxes?
Hindi ko nga alam, Tito Paolo. Ano bang meron sa
alam
foxes?
Mo, we have Google on board. We can fact check anything. Anything, anytime. I think it's Skulk of Foxes, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, ha? Ito na naman, nagtitito moment na naman ako. Anyway, so if, Lester, sige, show me your Google skills.
Foxes.
Is Tito Paolo correct? Skulk ba?
Group of Foxes.
Nako.
Foxes are small to
medium. Oh, hindi. Yun nga. Give me the... No, sir. Give me the... Lagay mo na lang. What do you call a group of foxes? Skulk, I think. Nako.
It's like a trivia.
Yes,
I know.
Tito Paolo will embarrass himself if I'm if I'm wrong on this. Okay, 42 years old and you don't know the... Okay, what is it?
Skulk, you're correct.
Skulk
or leash or earth? Skulk, I didn't even know that.
Skulk, oh, leash or earth.
Or earth.
So we are earthlings.
And females as vixens.
Yeah.
Oh, you want vixens. Yeah. Right. But wait, I'd like to congratulate you guys first. Because the last time Natalie was here, you guys just reached 5K or was just a little bit over 5K?
Yes.
And now it's 6,000.
6K now. Yeah.
Wow, road to 10,000 subscribers. Are you guys... I remember when we were talking, there was still that infatuation with numbers. Are you, or when you guys wake up, is it still how many subscribers do we have?
That's me. I'm more into the numbers. Yeah. I like watching it grow because that's my motivation.
So nga pala, I forgot we have the anarchist and the planner.
Yeah,
and right? The planner.
The planner. Sure. Is the planner obsessed with numbers? Obsessed might be a strong word.
Yeah, I think it's a strong word. For me, I really value content, like more of the quality over quantity sometimes. But as we know, as content creators, we really need to also balance it out, quantity and quality as well.
That's true. Yeah. But sometimes it's so hard to get to really not focus on the numbers.
Yeah.
Especially now that everyone... There are so many content creators now. Yeah. Is there any similar channel to Traveling Foxes? I mean, locally in the Philippines?
There are male, right? Male vloggers.
Yeah.
There are a lot of travelers.
Parang si ano ta ata si two French in Manila.
Yeah. There are friends actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did a collaboration actually.
That's cool. All right. So where did you guys go? Ni two French in Manila.
We did a vlog in Manila. Yeah. We had a food competition.
Yeah.
Like we had to find where the best, it's not the pancit, like best like area to find this kind of food, and then we walked to a different area. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
And just want to be clear, we won that challenge.
So you won
we're
that
very competitive.
Actually, we'll pull up the video. Pero before we pull up the video, if people, I know I've asked Natalie this, but if people want to collaborate with you, is there any process? Is it just email? Do you need to have a solid idea immediately, or is it okay to sit down and have a brainstorm?
We're very open,
especially for Natasha, because she said that she finds it difficult vlogging in the Netherlands because she has no one to vlog with and she can't find vlog mates. So if anyone is in Europe, then
okay. But while how long is Natasha? It will be in Manila.
I'm only here for 2 weeks, and I got here last Saturday, so a little bit jet lag still.
Okay.
But I'm so happy to be here.
Is there time to create content, or the schedule is already full?
Yes, of course.
If they want to meet us in Siargao, we'll be in Siargao on Monday.
Yeah. On Monday. Yeah. Grabe, you're always traveling. Especially Natalie.
Very,
I watch all the IG stories. It's from one beach to another. I think that was just the other week. You just saan ba yun, Lester?
Naalala Puerto mo Princesa?
Ba? Puerto Princesa, Port Barton, El Nido, then I went to Cebu, and then Siargao.
Wow, sunod-sunod. Nananimot mo na yung Pilipinas.
And Siargao back.
And then Siargao again.
All right. Also, okay, before we get into that, can you help me out? Can we? I'm really interested in that the collaboration video that they made
with two French.
Yes. Is it uploaded? Not yet.
Yes, I think it's
one of our
called,
first.
You can go to our playlist. Food.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Food trip.
We recently rearranged our playlist because before it was all over. And now we have food trips. I believe there is. There.
No.
Amazing food race.
The one, yeah.
There you go.
Lester, but yung channel nila parang sobrang organized.
Parang kailangan namin.
Upload lang na-upload.
hindi sasabihin ko saan eh.
Ang organized sa kanila,
I had short hair pa.
This was what year? Sorry, last year?
2017.
Who edits for both of you? I mean, if you guys are when this video, who edited?
We took turns.
It was you who edited this.
I think it was me. Yeah.
We're sorry.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Good morning, guys. Hello.
Nelson. Nice to meet you.
Morning.
I'm confused. So who's the...
That was my friend who organized the tour.
We're going to try out traditional Filipino breakfast. What do you think of Filipino breakfast? All the rice and stuff.
Yeah, me, I really like.
So what's the purpose? What was the competition part here?
Basically, my friend, that's my friend. Yeah. He has a company called Lacan Tours.
Okay.
Where he leads people into Binondo, Manila to go through the most popular food places.
Okay.
And then we just said, because we're competitive and we want to do it something fun, we just said, let's make it an amazing food race. So he just made some obstacles or like challenges. I think he was like, okay, you have to find this place.
All right. And then the girls won.
Yes, we were very competitive.
Because the girls someone are better planners. Eh. Is that true, Lester?
Of course. Parang siriya nga, eh, di ba?
No, I think we had the advantage kasi we can speak Tagalog.
NC2 French, hindi. Parang nakikita ko ngayon, nagtatagalog na sila eh. Hindi pa?
Not yet, I don't think so.
Nako, you just opened the trap door. You guys can talk Tagalog?
Yeah.
No, not yet. We done that the last time. We'll slow down a bit on it. So, how many restaurants did you guys go to here?
Oh, I forgot. I think...
Four. We had to stop one because it was so rainy, remember?
Oh, right, yeah.
Didn't finish it. But out of each challenge we won. Yeah. I think like
no,
three
I think
and
there
two.
Was one or two that they won. It was very close.
It's very close.
And then at the end we're like, no, we have to win this.
Yeah.
Is someone more outspoken than the other with the two of you? Is someone more soft spoken? Is it when the pressure is on, when there's pressure, who's more of taking the leadership role or both of you? Because it's hard when there's two alphas.
I think it's for me because I have a stronger personality.
Okay.
And she's more of the gentle one, so...
Yeah. Gentle. The quiet, strong type.
Yeah.
Silent waters run deep. Ika nga.
Let's just add the strong part.
The strong part. So, Natalie, you're the one who's more of, okay, we gotta go here, we gotta go there. All right. And but the planner is just quietly listening.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that she's also the stopper.
Like, what do you
mean? I'm quite a risk taker. Mm-hmm. Like, I would jump off cliffs and stuff. And she'd be like, are you sure? Is it safe? Did you check?
But
you
in the end, I would just say, okay, let's do it.
All right. She's the logic behind all the adventure. Ang galing. So it's a very good dynamic, at least, right?
Yeah.
Lester, ikaw nag-food... is this food crawl ba? Educate the tito, please. Is this what you call a food crawl ba?
I guess parang ganun na food crawl siya. Kasi parang naghahanap sila ng mga places na pwede nilang kainan.
Oo. You used to do this, di ba?
Before, yes. Edwin.
Oh, I know that. I'm sorry. Is that a creek? It smells great over there. I used to walk on that side. So anyway, so this is the video of the Traveling Foxes with the two French in Manila. All right. So let's look up their, since the Spill the Beans tradition was looking at the beginning, the very first video, but now you guys are at 6,000 subscribers. I haven't seen the most recent one. I just always see Natalie's Instagram stories. Let's pull up the most recent one. Yeah. All right.
Some of you may be
so this was
to
just help me with my Tito eyes, please.
End of November.
November 30, 2019.
But I saw that you were with a huge group, no?
Yeah, so I was invited to make content for that tour company. It's an Australian-based company, but they do tours here in the Philippines. So the people I was with were expats. They were from Europe and Australia.
All right. I remember parang ganyan din ata goal ni Dabble and Travel. They want to... parang be tapped by tourism boards,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, yung sa tourism goal nila?
Parang yun yung gusto nila na ma-achieve na goal ngayon. Kasi syempre mahirap nga din na mag-travel from sarili nilang expenses.
Is that the goal for a traveling channel to be tapped by the tourism board or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean we're already showcasing the beauty of a place, so I think it's a good strategy for them
Is it lucrative? Sorry to ask. I hate it when money comes up. Pero is it lucrative to be tapped by or be channeled by these tourism? I don't know what you call them.
Tourism boards.
Tourism boards.
Like the one I did in Saudi Arabia, that mm-hmm. was also the tourism board. And aside from everything, free business class flights, they also kind of donated a little bit. So.
Okay. All right.
I think it really depends which country you're talking about.
Okay. Now I get it. Ito yung mga expats na kasama on that.
So they were all, they all like purchased the tour.
Okay, so mag-shift na tayo sa traveling. No, traveling channel, we can't do that. It's so, I'm actually nakakabilib kasi it's such a difficult channel to really nurse and cater and grow.
That's
because
true.
your own talent, your own crew.
Yeah.
Tapos you have to travel with so many things. Mm. How are you guys able to cope? Especially for you, you're doing it on your own.
Yes. So ever since I moved to the Netherlands, mm-hmm. it's been a bit harder because I didn't have Nat with me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was here, we would at least collaborate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Nat, we're going to do this vlog. Mm-hmm. Can you help me, I don't know, shoot B-rolls as well and help edit if ever.
Okay.
And knowing me, sometimes I forget to shoot some scenes.
Yes.
So for now, like when I do it on my own, mm-hmm. I'm always complaining like, I forgot to shoot the scene, you know? Or I don't have friends to vlog with. So it's like, it's just really me. And it's a bit hard if you don't have any more ideas.
That's true.
What am I going to do?
So we have an idea of the genesis of Traveling Foxes. But we have to ask, why are you guys now into different locations?
Actually, the reason why we chose foxes, mm-hmm. because foxes, as you know, it's a very solitary creature. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were okay to travel alone.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we were, of course, traveling together.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would have trips, you know, with her other friends or herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then for me as well. And then when I told her, because it's always been my dream to go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
To really explore Europe. So
gotcha.
When I said, okay, I want to move to Europe. And mm-hmm. We were talking about it and we decided to just stick to doing the Traveling Foxes.
At least you guys still pursued it and not just put it on the shelf. What's the main challenge now that you're alone there?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wish I had someone also mm-hmm. to help me out. But now it's managing my time because mm-hmm. I work full time as well. It's really a passion project. I won't say it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passion project. Yeah.
Is the Filipino demographic mas open sila sa vloggers? Is it still a very foreign concept over there?
I think so. Yeah. In the Netherlands, for example, mm-hmm. Instagram is very big.
Okay.
So I actually got invited by iAmsterdam. It's a tourism board in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And I used to always go to their trips, but. Mm-mm. None of them are vloggers. They're mm-hmm. all Instagrammers and they're all like very photography driven.
Mm.
Video is not so because I don't know, they tend to focus on the local market and I don't mm-hmm. speak Dutch.
Mm.
So,
all right, that's a challenging part.
Yeah.
But Lester, you remember that tech summit they were saying by 2023, 70% of digital consumption will be videos.
Exactly.
So you guys are on the right path.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and you know one more thing that we told Natalie the last time is it would be amazing if you guys had your own podcast.
Yes, after
maybe you can teach us the tricks.
Oh my goodness, if you see our very first episode, it's the most embarrassing thing ever. We just learned as we progressed from episode to episode. I think we start to improve, just like vlogging on how you guys how you guys started.
We were so terrible at vlogging at first. We didn't know what to say. We were like, camera, like,
hi, yeah. And then freeze.
Wala pa masyadong narrative at that time.
No.
Was that, have we watched that, your first with the two of you, Nat and Nat?
The first of both of us.
Cebu? Let's pull it up.
I think it's Cebu.
That wasn't vlogging though. That was cinematic. It was just us like,
India?
Yeah.
No. Although my favorite was India, I would say.
Your favorite was India. Let's pull up India.
I guess because...
Aurora
travel tips.
See, the Q&A was our first vlogging really together.
I've seen that, the Q&A.
Bisaya. Exactly. And then tips on what to pack on your next trip. This is our first.
We did the hiking tips. Tips on how to prepare for a hike, remember?
No, but wait, do you want a travel vlog or just normal? I think the travel tips was the first sit down.
Okay, it's okay. We'll look at the
so edit.
Travel
that
tips.
One, yeah. That's
travel tips. All right, this looks like it's gonna be fun. All right, first one. All right.
We made our hair nice.
Actually, this was after.
Hey there, we're the Traveling Foxes. I'm Natasha.
I'm Natalie.
So we're planning for a big trip next week. So Nat, what is in your travel handbag?
Okay, for me, first things first, always important to have a bag that's RFID safe and also theft safe. There's a lot of people who get pickpocketed with these machines that they can get your credit card details without you knowing. You could either have a bag or, which I prefer I carry around, is a wallet, an RFID safe wallet. It protects my credit card.
Sorry, who's operating the camera here?
It's just on a tripod.
Yeah, a tripod.
It's just editing.
got it.
So for me, I'm a pretty techie person, so I definitely need to have my phone. By the way, special mention, we have the sticker Traveling Foxes.
No, it's not bad for a... Oh my goodness, you should have seen me and Lester. It was so cringy. But this one, it's like you guys have been doing it for some time already.
Actually, it looks spontaneous, but we did have a script. So we knew what to say.
Okay.
Script writer.
Yeah. It works. Ganyan din si Lester nung umpisa, diba? You and Edwig had a script.
Yes, para spontaneous yung conversation.
Okay. I don't remember, but before you guys started, you guys were already friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
For how long? Business contacts, really. Because there's chemistry here, I see it. Eh. There's because even if you have a script, pag walang chemistry, minsan nahihirap pa din. Eh. So you guys have known each other for years na with this one.
So what happened was we met at a networking event, and everyone always says, "What's this networking event? Is this like pyramid?" No,
it's our favorite story. We actually made up our own story.
Yeah, even in my wedding, she made it part of her speech. Like, "Oh yeah, we met at a networking event. You know, it's like Tinder." So everyone was like laughing, but no, it's a professional networking event. It was called Masterminds, right?
Yes.
And then at that time, I was looking for people to collaborate with to sell houses, giving them a percentage. And, you know, it was kind of like in the real estate market. And she goes, "I'm interested because I do business and blah, blah, blah."
All right.
So we met and then we started talking. And then she was like, "Oh, you're dating a Danish guy. I'm dating a Danish guy as well." Too much information.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's actually good. Go ahead.
And then after that, so when we planned a double date, like the second meeting was supposed to be a double date, and she goes, "Oh, I'm no longer with a Danish guy.
It didn't work out."
But did you want to hang out anyway? So then we hanged out.
Thank you for bringing that up. Because one of the comments that I really get sa channel natin, masyado daw tito yung aking mga questions. Huwag na masyadong technical minsan, masyadong on how the channel grows. Minsan gusto nila ng konting personal side.
Yeah.
So since you brought it up, both ladies are already settled.
I'm married. She's...
I'm not.
You're not yet. Okay. So, it's okay. I just wanted to ask. Before you were married, sorry, I have to do this because is what the viewers ask for. Before you got married, now you're happily married and settled, you guys used to use Tinder?
No. I was in a relationship for 14 years.
Very long.
14 years?
Yes. Wow, bro.
Wow, memory keepers. I mean, look. Ang tawag niyo dyan, Lester? May forever. So 14 years and then you got married.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, they tease me all the time because they said I was in a relationship for 9 years before I got married to my wife. 9 years.
14 years?
14 years.
So I beat your record.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not the record holder anymore. So, again, sorry, I had to ask. So, for you, you never use Tinder?
No.
I've never seen
life
the app.
Before Tinder, no.
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the app.
Someone here, actually, I wanted to see the app. Someone has an account and I wanted to see how...
Wala akong account. Wala akong account.
I wanted to see what swipe left, swipe right is.
Nakita ko lang din.
And nobody wants to show me. We've had several guests already. But for you, you've used Tinder.
Yes, I did.
And how's
I've been
the...
single for several years also.
Thank you. Sorry ha. Alam mo, memory keepers and future subscribers, nasa guidelines po namin na hindi kami magtatanong ng anything personal. But since you guys have been bugging us on the channel to talk about a little bit more of the personal life and lesser of the channel, pagbibigyan na namin kayo. Okay. So,
Na-hot seat si Natash.
No, we're just gonna ask about the app. Ang app lang ako. Hindi ko naman. Broad strokes lang. Broad specifics. No specifics. Yes. Just the broad strokes. Lester, okay. Ano nga ulit ang itsura ng Tinder? Kasi hindi ko pa siya nakikita. Baka nobody wants to explain it to me. Every time there's a guest and I ask about Tinder, everyone, it's like a secret eh. It's like an open secret. Nobody wants to talk about it. Alright, Lester, you have to guide us here. So, Tinder, I'm sorry, it's Natasha, I have to ask. Tinder is a dating app, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me how it works? Sorry, just the Tinder. I won't ask you about your account. Si Lester.
So, first, you make a profile.
Okay.
And you make sure that you have a good description about yourself, what you're looking
See,
for.
This is what I've been looking. This is what I've been
asking. Step by step.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, again. Oh, at least now someone's opening the door. Thank you.
Yeah. Nakasagot din.
Oh. All right. So, first, you make a profile.
I feel like an expert. My gosh.
Memory keepers and features. Subscribers. Alam ko marami nagtatanong sa inyo. So this is how you make a Tinder account.
Okay. Yes.
It's Natasha, yes. You were saying?
Okay, so once you've created your profile,
okay.
It's location based. So whoever is nearby your area. So if you're in Metro Manila, you will see like people who are 1 kilometer or 5 kilometers away.
This would have made dating so much easier back in the
day.
Okay, so location based, go ahead.
Yes, so you will see people's pictures.
Okay.
And then this is where it becomes a bit subjective or your personal taste. Like,
okay.
If you like the person, their profile, their picture, and you say, I can date this guy, or this for you is like, this girl is cute, or okay. This girl is not. So if the girl is in your liking, then you can swipe. Actually, I forgot.
Swipe right.
And then, if not, you swipe left.
Oh, hindi ba?
Tama ba?
Hindi ba? Lester, sorry. Can you... She can't answer. Ikaw ang may experience.
Basta may swipe yan.
Yes. Pag swipe left, ibig sabihin parang rejected. Ayaw mo.
Sakit naman nun.
Hindi naman talaga. Hindi naman rejected. Pero ayaw mo.
Pero alam malalaman nila.
Hindi naman yata. Hindi naman.
Yeah.
They won't find out.
Di naman. Pero pag
it works as a matching system. So the guy or the person that you swipe right with, they say they get an they also try to look at your profile.
Okay.
And if they swipe right to you as well, it's a match. And that's where you can message each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Sorry, yeah. Don't worry. I promise I'll never go into specifics. Hindi ba ano, minsan false advertising when you see the picture?
Totoo, yes.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Can you end the date immediately when that happens?
No, like for me, in my experience, I can only count like 3 people I tried to meet. Because I'm really scared as well. So sometimes I see if they have a Facebook and I even like research them, you know, if this person is real in their Instagram. And you have a conversation first, because some people can be a bit too forward. Like they would just want you know, something else from you. Wow. You know, they don't want to date you. They just want to go straight to it, right?
Wow, so I didn't
know
that.
You have to be careful who you filter. You have to filter
Lester,
out. Lester,
stop it. Stop it. I told you, it's always good to get to know the person. Yeah. Pero they're that, the audacity that they immediately say something like that?
Yes, yeah. It could be really, really brutal. But there is another app, actually. It's called Bumble.
Bumble? Thank you.
Hindi ko na alam yan,
ah. You know what? I tell you. I need to
bring this up. I will bring it up, of course.
We can edit this, but this will just rank high because two girls talking about a dating app, it's already good. There's another app that you're saying.
Bumble.
Okay, Bumble.
This is actually safer for girls. I think.
How so?
Because so for Tinder, anyone can send you a message.
Okay.
For Bumble, it's the girls. How do you say it?
Who has an upper hand?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Like if they like this person, they will be the one to send a message first. And even if the guy really likes this girl, and she doesn't send a message, nothing. It disappears basically.
Sorry, say that again.
Disappears.
If the guy likes the girl, he can't send a message immediately.
Yeah, he can't send him at all.
At all.
The girl has to send a message.
Initiate.
Yeah.
Okay. And then even if she initiates and she doesn't like the response of the guy, it's over. And what's the difference with
it
Tinder?
Disappears.
You can't do that in Tinder?
I don't think, no. Because once you match, the guy can send you a message immediately.
Okay.
So,
All right.
So, more options.
These are the bars of 2020, no?
Yeah.
You don't meet them anymore in a physical place. The space has changed. It's is this cyber dating? Parang cyber truck ni Elon Musk, no?
Parang cyber dating na nga to kasi internet eh.
Mag SKL. Sabi ka na ng mga millennials, so mag SKL ka naman. Ikaw SKL. Ba may nakilala ka na sa Tinder?
Wala, hindi ako.
May Bumble ata yung cellphone mo eh.
Wala. Bubble.
Do you want to know why Natasha brought Bumble up?
Yeah. Bumble is not just for dating.
She's been teasing me a lot about it.
Okay, what? Why?
Okay, so
please tell me.
So before I met her, I used Bumble because there's a BFF section.
Yeah.
There's a BFF section. Oh my God, I'm so deep. What is a BFF section?
What's a BFF?
Best friends forever. Tama ba? Yes. Lester, you better help me, eh?
Please.
Thank you. Pinawisa na ba? I was starting to say that. Okay, so I'm correct.
Yeah, so
thank you, Lord.
I had Bumble because of BFF section, and when I met her, I told her about it. Oh yeah, I met one or two friends, but never really clicked.
Okay.
And she was like, what? You're meeting friends through an app? That's so weird. I'm like, well, you find guys in apps. Why is it so weird?
Yeah.
So
there's a BFF section.
Yes. Yeah.
Pwede ba guys doon? Can guys?
I think it's
the...
just meeting girls.
Yeah.
For friends, but I don't know if guys have a BFF to meet other guys for friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
That's gonna be tricky.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gonna be tricky.
That's a bit.
Oh yeah, I just want to be friends, pare. What are you doing?
Ang hirap niya na.
Diba? So there's a B, Lester. There's a BFF section. How come wala nga yung guys, no? Kasi hindi naman tayo nagsa-small talk eh.
Hirap yun. Pare, coffee tayo.
How are you today? I like what you're wearing. Walang ganon.
Di bagay.
So have you met friends through, I'm sorry, what's the app?
Yes.
Bumble. Okay.
Bumblebee.
I remember both of them were like Americans and then they were in the Philippines for like charity work. I met with them. But when I meet with them, I brought other friends, so we just hanged out. It was fun, but then now they're no longer in the Philippines because they were just here for charity.
Okay.
Short term.
If you're married, you can't have these apps on your phone. I'll just send you to the doghouse immediately. So, memory keepers and future subscribers, sabi nga ni Natasha, Bumble is safer.
Don't take my word for it.
Okay, ano pala?
I'll be like, hola.
As per her experience, disclaimer po, as per her experience, each experience is different from the other. For her, Bumble is safer than Tinder. Because Tinder, the guy can immediately send you a message. It can be the most...
And they can send blank pics.
Yes. Oh, wow. People do that.
Oh, it's normally... Yeah. A lot of people complain because that's what Tinder does. They just receive those pics.
Oh, Oh my goodness, I had a daughter. Yes. Can you imagine in how many years' time? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lester, may question ka ba? I'm about to veer away from this dating app.
Wala na, alis na tayo sa dating.
May tanong ka eh. You have to give me one.
Lester knows everything.
Oh, for Bumble. Honestly, this is the first time I've heard of this app.
Ako rin eh, pero...
Ikaw too.
Hindi kaya wala talaga narinig yung Bumble.
Okay.
Bumble app na yan.
Okay, I remember I have a question. Is what's the success rate ba of, is Bumble better at matching people than Tinder? As per your experience.
It's funny because once you use Tinder and then you move to Bumble, sometimes the guys can be the same. You see the guys like, I've seen this guy on Tinder as well. But okay. Again, like you can filter more in Bumble. So
okay, may success stories ba in these apps? I mean, do people end up getting married?
My husband's sister is in a long-term relationship with someone she met in Tinder, and he's the nicest guy I know.
At least Tinder na.
Okay, nakita ko sa phone.
In the UK though, I don't know here. So
yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure meron.
Sa Philippines ba is it something that people really use, dating apps? Parang
I think so.
Parang nauuso na nga siya.
Yeah.
In the Philippines?
Yes, mm-hmm. Kasi meron na rin si Facebook dating app.
Yeah. Oh, wow, less to know so much.
I didn't know that.
Meron ng Facebook dating app.
Na updated.
Sorry sir, can you update me on that? So Facebook has a dating app.
Available siya mismo sa Facebook app.
Oo.
Parang swipe right na kayo.
Swipe right. You know, if I can, I won't veer away from this topic anymore because the drop-off point on the views won't even be till a few minutes after if you keep talking about the dating app. So Facebook has a dating app, Lester.
Yes, parang ganyan yung...
How did you know about it?
Nakita ko kasi siya nung nag-swipe ako na...
Nag-swipe?
Pupunta ako sa settings tapos meron nakalagay doon na Facebook dating.
Facebook dating.
Kung gusto mo i-enable, pwede mo i-enable. Pero kung ayaw mo...
Okay. So I'm sorry, sir. How does it work?
So, nag-work siya sa regular app ng either iPhone or Android
okay.
na Facebook app. And then, lalabas siya mismo agad sa sa Facebook app nyo pag pumunta kayo sa may settings kasi makikita nyo yung dating.
So, is there an icon where you say, okay, I'm available, I want to date? Or it just automatically matches you with anyone?
Parang same yata sa Tinder. Pero okay. Kailangan mo munang enable kung gusto mo.
Okay. Okay.
With your Facebook friends or strangers?
Strangers din yan.
Ah.
Wow. It seems brutal out there. I'm so happy. I'm out of it. Medyo nakakatakot.
But that would be funny if within your Facebook friends, you know?
Yes. Like, do you guys ever bump into exes on these apps that you see?
I'm not in the app anymore. So,
you're not in the app? Oh, Lester, sorry. The question was for you. Kasi awkward noon if you see, oh, it's a match. And then you realize.
Meron silang feature doon na tinatawag nilang secret crush. So,
wow.
Pag may, katulad dito na kita natin sa screen.
Okay.
Once na, for example, may friend ka na crush mo, and then gusto mo siyang i-add dyan. Mm-hmm. Once na i-add ka rin ng crush mo, na crush ka niya. So, parang sa Tinder, magmamatch kayo pareho. So, pareho kayong manonotify. Pero hanggat na-i-add mo sila dito, pero hindi sila manonotify hanggat di ka nila ina-add as a crush.
Okay. With all these apps, doesn't this diminish your social skills of just really being able to talk to a person, go up to them?
I'd rather have that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had more success when I deleted the apps.
Ah.
And I just went out there and just
Parang mas detrimental to the male demographic kasi nasa spoil na eh na you guys just hindi ako kasama, you guys just send whatever these pictures are and then immediately grabe na yung mga advance nyo. Anyway, so enough of that dating app. So now, as I was saying in the beginning, we have the anarchist and the planner. We just have to create a little intrigue in this working duo. So we have some questions for you guys. I actually don't. I'm just trying to come up with it impromptu. So Natasha versus Natalie na lang parang ganun.
Wow.
No? May questions ka, Lester? I'm delaying my questions ka? Wala. Sige, ako
okay,
na.
Sige, kayo na pa.
So you're very much the planner. and she's the one with who's very spontaneous. Yes. Right. Okay. If there was one thing that you could change with Natalie.
With
how she is, how she vlogs, how she travels, nothing personal naman. I want you guys to be friends when you step out of here. If there's one thing that you can change about her when she's vlogging, what would that be? Like, walk slower.
Oh, actually, yeah. Natalie is super, super, super competitive. Like, everything is just a competition for her.
She's like, triathlete.
Even as little as, I don't know, who finishes food first, or you know, like super small things, and I'm like, I don't need to compete for this, you know. And I was like, it's like I'm just gonna eat it slowly, whatever, go win.
Does she immediately snap into that competitive side? Esther,
palaban eh.
For you, Natalie, is there one thing that you would want to change with Natasha when she's vlogging or she's doing?
Oh yeah,
her?
A lot. Yeah.
We'll just name strong. Two or three. We'll limit it.
I think Natasha is very, very driven by how I call this.
Uh-oh.
Oh, like feeling. So she doesn't feel like vlogging, she won't. Or I'm very like, we have to do this because this is our task. I'm very task oriented. She's very like, oh, but I have no friends here. And like, no one to video me.
That was only when I was in the Netherlands. Ah. Not when we were vlogging together.
Pag slow mo mo sa edit kayo. I have no friends here. I like that. Okay. So if, for you, whatever it is, if there's kahit walang, walang friends, no acquaintances.
Yeah. For me, if you promise to do it, you will do. I'll do it. But her is like, yeah, but you know this and that.
But you, sorry, straight up. But you know what? The younger ones now, they're mostly like that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have no friends.
It's very friends. Very emotions talaga.
Grabe naman. Oh.
Ganyan din ako minsan kasi sinasabi ko ulit Tito Paolo na wala akong kaibigan eh.
But we do have a bit of an age gap. Mm-mm. So how many years? Six?
It's okay, don't mention
6 years.
6 years.
So she's 6 years younger than me.
Six pa?
1991? Yeah. 6 years.
So technically a millennial.
Yes, millennial and proud.
No. Look, in Spill the Beans, we don't discriminate against millennials because technically everyone who makes up this Steady Stage Studios are all millennials. So we know, I somewhat am familiar with, as you were saying, they're very driven by emotions. Mm-hmm. If they don't feel like doing it, they just won't do it.
Yeah.
Kaya nga ako naglagay ng mga PlayStation sa labas, pinago ko ng konti, diba? So that you guys will like being here.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm so, always here na nga eh.
You're always here. Hindi ka na nga umuwi. May dala ka ng bag eh.
Oo, dito na ako.
Oo. So, how do you guys get over that? I mean, you're so driven. Parang there's, parang may dichotomy agad eh. You're very driven no matter what, right? But for you, sometimes the sky's gray.
That's funny. She actually said that. Oh, it's a bit cold here and it's a bit cloudy and it's raining outside.
So I think compromise. Niyo. How do you guys meet halfway?
I don't know. We can complement each other in other areas.
Okay.
I'm still more of the creative type and more futuristic.
Okay.
And
old school to Natalie. I'm kidding. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Tito Paolo na intrigue. Go ahead.
Old school, yeah. I'm more of you. I'm more of that joke. I think it's really a matter of if she says that we should do this, it's for me, it's okay. But I also want to think of the longer term. Like, I think this is good. This is better. Like what you said, a bit more logical.
Yes.
In a sense, long term. Yeah.
Wait, I'm the logical, right? Not you.
I am the competitive side. Yeah. Who's more logical than me?
Oh, I have to ask Natalie, why are you more logical if you think you're more logical?
I think I'm more black and white logical. Like, if you say something, it is what it is. And then the emotions don't come in the picture.
Wow. Damn, homie.
Yeah. And I'm more sympathetic. I'm a bit more like, more human. The joke. Heartless
yung isa.
The fox.
It's the heartless
the robotic,
fox.
Robotic fox. The real fox.
Oh, the no, soft, fluffy fox.
Natalie, I have to ask. Na common expression ngayon sa millennials. I'm not pertaining to you. I'm pertaining to someone else. When they say, "Di ko feel eh," or how do you deal with something like that?
I guess we can. I can give an example of like us, because we kind of had a fallout, right? You could say
in the middle.
In the middle of 2019.
Can we define what is a fallout? You guys stop talking?
No, we continue to talk.
It's more of like I almost wanted to quit.
Oh, that was me a few months ago. But go
ahead. Months?
Weeks ago. Galing Natalie. Laser focus. You know what? Honestly, every day I want to quit. I'm very tired, but Lester would always say, "You just have to do it. You just have." And when we had Satyoko, and then she's doing it for 10 years, yes, right? So Lester was saying, "Just keep on doing it." Anyway, going back, it's not about you, Tito Pablo. So you were saying,
yeah. So because we did make a promise, like, look, every other week we vlog. I vlog this week, and you vlog this week, and then she was like, "Oh, you know, but I'm so busy with looking for work, blah, blah." I'm like, okay, it's fine. "Oh, but I'm so busy. I have work now. I'm busy, blah, blah, blah." And then, you know, like, it's just excuses after excuses.
Yeah,
but
it's more of like commitments, you know, like change of priorities.
When
I was here, I would really prioritize it because it was really, really my passion. And then when I was there in the Netherlands, of course, it's a different country. And it's like, I have to find work. I have to, you know, survive, right? And for me to keep focusing on the Traveling Fox, it was a bit of like I need to refocus my priorities. Okay. But I didn't really like tell her because I still wanted to continue it. You know, me being the futuristic, like, no, I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to go back to it. But then it just took a bit longer, you know. And then now I'm a bit more stable. I found a good job and I've learned to manage my time. So I said, okay, I'm really going to go back and I'm going to be more my planner in me, you know, like, okay, I'm going to plan everything so that I know I can deliver.
Yeah. Okay. Are there times that you feel Natalie's pushing too hard? Grabe mga questions ko. Okay, anytime you can come in.
Para pinag-aaway.
Oh, hindi na. Itatanong lang ako. The working dynamics. Because if there are friends out there who want to start the channel, and I just want to let them know it's really going to be a good test of your friendship and your relationship.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Mm. I guess I could say that's also my bad side because I'm very black and white. If you don't post, like, what? It was 6 months you didn't post? It was 6 months. I'm like, if you don't want to post, then stop. Give this to me. Like, that's it. I said, look, just give it to me.
No, actually, like, I was the one who said, like, no, I'm just gonna, like, give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, like, it came to the point where she goes, okay, I'll give it to you because I don't think I can commit and anything. I'm like, great. But you want to give time to think about it, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And then you carry the load and then you vlog on your own?
Like, how long have you been gone for? Almost 2 years. I've been vlogging with friends now. So, like, everyone is like, who's the Traveling Foxes? Because it's like a different friend I'm with every time.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have to ask Natasha.
Yes.
When Natalie is very black and white, like, you have to do this, you have to do that.
Yeah.
How do you tell her? Can you give me a break for a few days? How does it? Because you know what, your dynamics, it's very much me and Lester. I'm the one who sometimes really pushes him to the brink of resignation, and he's nice enough to understand the Tito. He understands that Tito Paolo's a little old school. I have to be able to really just perform, but he's nice enough to tell me to back off sometimes in his own Lester way, which is silence. He doesn't say anything. Just
silence is the most powerful weapon.
But for you, how do you tell Natalie to back off sometimes?
Yeah, no, because I'm naturally a nice person. So it's so hard. Where the... Joke lang.
Don't go ahead. I'm sorry. You're stopping her mid-rant. She's about to go off. Alright. So how do you tell her to take it easy on you?
Yeah, like that, you know? I'm open person, and she tells me all these things. Like, if you don't know Natalie, you will probably be like, what the hell? Like, she's too much, you know? And then I'm just gonna leave it or whatever. But because we've been friends also before the Traveling Foxes, it's like, okay, I understand who she is as a person. So it's like, it's just me being a bit more, okay, I need to push more. I push harder. But also I need to motivate myself. Mm. Like, it's not because of her, to be honest. It's more of like, it has to be my decision to move forward. But I needed time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see how it works now.
Yeah.
I see how it works. I mean, the alpha can't be alpha all the time naman eh. Sometimes you also have to...
In relationships as well. Imagine if you had two alphas. Yeah. It's gonna just be a clash. And it's never gonna work out. So you have to have that sort of balance. The yin and yang, you know?
That's true. So. That's true. So it's very complementing your relationship with each other, especially with work.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Lester, do you have a question with your work? Because I'll go to something more less important as the memory keepers want to ask certain things.
For me lang, parang gusto ko lang malaman kung ano ba yung direction or yung goal nung channel mismo.
Good question.
Lester say asking, ano bang ginagawa niyo dalawa?
Ano ba plan? Syempre medyo mahirap yun pag kung
I guess when we created the channel, our goal was really like we wanted free trips. We're not trying to be full-time vloggers. I don't want to be full-time.
Yeah.
But if we get these freebies, like trips to beautiful places, then that's like a plus of like having the channel.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. For me, to be honest, they're also one of the biggest reasons why we did the channel and the vlog. Mm-hmm. And I think Natalie mentioned this before. We wanted to be better marketers. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to use this platform to build a portfolio and to learn from the channel. So for example, for me, I wanted to transition into marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would get me, of course, because I didn't have experience in marketing. My background was in sales. And that was my first job. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get into marketing. I didn't know anything about it, but I read it's more self-study.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did the videos, when I went to the Netherlands, mm-hmm. I was showing people, this is my videos and mm-hmm. I can make videos for you. I did stuff for free.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it progressed. And then we got some opportunities like the Liquid TV, our own channel, and also for me, opportunities abroad. So it opened up to many opportunities. So,
sorry, what's Liquid TV?
Oh,
we had a TV show in one of the local channels.
Oh, kakaya. Lester, you have to help me. I'm sorry, we really don't have. We have a lot of TVs, but none of them are connected.
You could bring it up in Facebook, actually.
Okay, Liquid TV.
It's part of Pinoy Extreme, so it's a TV channel that had the horses. So it's very popular in the provinces of the Philippines, mm-hmm. where there's no internet. So that was a good platform for us to just show our.
Is this still running now?
Yes, in Facebook. No more.
No more.
Okay. Is that London? No, that's not London.
Yeah, where's it London?
Yeah, there. Liquid TV show.
How long did this run?
Over a year.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
before I came.
Oh, and wow, we also got invited to other channels, but then when the paperwork came, there's no, you know, like the agreements didn't happen. But it's just being invited to other bigger channels was already like, wow, we're doing something right here.
That's us.
This is Liquid TV, and this was running what year?
2017.
Before I left.
2018. Yeah. So those were the cable. Yeah, so Cable Link, Signal, Destiny, GSAT, and three times a day. So
that's good. So this is still the goal to have shows like this when.
My dream was to be a travel host. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's Natalie. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're so different when Natasha's around. I've just noticed it. Because the first one, Rana, super OG, si Natalie. She's just seated back, you know, tummy like that, right? I'm gonna learn. Now, I'm not saying this. It's not lip service. But you look happier. You're more calm. You're more open when the two of you are there. Okay. So that's the goal. Either to be, what's the word ba? To have a show, a mainstream show, is it one of the goals?
It wasn't a goal. It was just like an opportunity that was open.
That happened, yeah.
When we had our first few, probably like halfway, the first 6 months, that's when
first
we got offered.
Months. Okay, it's the byproduct of all your hard work. Yeah. All right. Okay, so on the new videos, the recent uploads, this is just one of the traveling boxes.
Yes, it was just me traveling around.
Do you always give updates that Natasha might join on the next video, or because you guys are known as a dynamic duo, right? So I'm sure a lot of people are asking, is it always just one fox?
We do get questions like, I don't get it. Like, why not a nut, but then they only see me?
Yes.
So I have to explain the whole thing, like, one move to Amsterdam, blah, 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 blah.
It's a constant question.
It's a constant question in the comments and stuff.
Yeah.
But now we're trying to do a bit more regular schedule where it's like every week her and then me and then her and me. So it's a bit like, this was my latest upload. What's it like living in the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, because I am based in the Netherlands, for a while now, I think 1 year and a half,
okay,
or more than a year and a half.
No plans of coming back.
I just got a really good job, so I feel like I'm gonna be there for the next couple of years.
Okay, yeah. Sorry to interject.
no worries. But. Yeah, I forgot the
I don't know. Si Tito Paolo, nahahawa tuloy lahat eh. What was the question? Lester, you have to rewind.
Ito daw yung bagong video niya.
Ito yung bagong video. Ayan, thank you.
Is the recent video of Natasha.
Yes. Yeah, so this is...
I'm sorry. I'm just... I'm nahahawa lahat sa akin. Sorry. And you've been there for a year.
Yes, a year and a half.
And you're talking about how it is to live there.
Yes, the pros and cons, also what my difficulties in living there as an expat. I had a lot of comments about it, both good and bad as well. And for me, that kind of sparked a lot of, like, because conflict excites people.
Yes, it does. Kaya nga pinag-aaway ko kayong dalawa. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
the kind of content that I'm trying to come up now is, because travel, after a while, it can be very, again, like you said, difficult to maintain.
Yes.
Because I don't travel a lot, all the time.
Okay.
And so I have to be a bit more creative, what I create or what I talk about. So I actually have a section living in the Netherlands. So all of my a bit personal videos are there. Why I moved, like beating homesickness, I think. I even created a video of a salo-salo. I invited Filipinos, most of them I haven't even met. I just said, hey, who are Filipinos in the Netherlands? And then come to my house. I'm doing a salo-salo. And I even vlogged about that. So
I saw some pages there. Are those your blogs? Can you go back a little bit? The forward. Do you guys also write back? You have a blog.
Yeah.
Lester, ano yung blog ni Finding Tom? Where do you write again? Where you can earn a lot of money?
Sorry, nakalimutan ko.
Hala. But can we just go forward? And I want to see if there's right forward, sir. Forward. No, we look so such amateurs.
You mean the card? Or?
No, there was a while ago, Street. I don't know which part, exactly. But that wasn't your blog.
That was
there, right there, sir.
Newspaper articles.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just an article that I was sharing.
Your blog is still up, or? Okay. Can we promote your blog?
Yeah,
because I want everyone to read
the travelingfoxes.com.
Travelingfoxes.com. That's still a passion project, even this blog.
What happens?
The link.
Yeah, it should be there.
Website.
It's okay, but
we didn't pay for. You forgot to pay for it.
Don't worry. It happens. So
well, now we know. Because for me, I don't see this one. So that's weird.
Oh, there you go. The words.
Yeah, but
pinag-aaway mo talaga. You're breaking the link. Like, okay. So this is still this is the blog.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is still on this aspect. On blogging, it's still considered a passion project.
Yeah, so recently, because we actually haven't updated this for a while, because we also wanted to add some Google AdSense where we can also get some, I don't know, revenue out of it.
Monetize it,
yeah. So, okay. And I was the one who kind of looked into creating the website, like the WordPress, what theme to use. I worked with a developer also to make it look like this.
Looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks good.
now that it's there, well, there are a couple of issues. It's really difficult to update a website, but
It looks well made. It looks it looks very professional. With your YouTube channel, oh Lester, you have to help me on this. Because this is something that we're also struggling with now because we have animation.
Yeah.
Because you're more you know more about this topic. How are you guys dealing with the? Is it Copa?
Copa.
Oh, since you guys are there, are also some videos that where you guys are wearing swimsuits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Are you guys affected by the Copa?
No, actually, I saw that when I was uploading a video, and so I read a little bit about it. But as long as you just say, my video is not meant for kids, then it's fine.
So you guys do it per video?
We haven't done any of the old ones yet.
No.
Yeah.
Just for the new ones, yeah.
Hala, pati ata kami. We haven't done the old ones, no?
Yeah.
Ano ba yung ano? Give me a little background on it. Is it there's a deadline? That's December 13 ba?
Yes, pero parang
13, yeah.
Yung channel po yata natin yung nakaset na per videos.
Okay. Can you give me a quick preview of this Copa?
Well, kailangan natin mag-decide kung for children ba yung content na ginagawa natin.
And if you are unable, because this is on full compliance of all the channels, and if you are not able to comply by a certain date,
we will be fined $42,000.
$42,000 fine, but will you be shut down?
Hindi naman. Pero yun yung parang.
I think you can set your whole channel, right? So you don't have to do it per video.
Kasi we have animation, so that's the difficult part. Because that's my dream. I always wanted to have an animation studio. But animation doesn't really rank well. The most you get is 60 views. Anyway, stop it, Tito Paolo, with your frustrations. So with you guys, you just do it per video.
For now.
Kamira, we do it per video. So I guess this is such a broad topic right now for all content creators, and I think it'll be an issue for some time.
Yes.
Right? For all of the content creators, I think the quickest avenue for a solution is per video muna.
Per video muna.
Okay. Memory keepers and featured subscribers, please also subscribe on their YouTube channel. The YouTube channel street is
The Traveling Foxes.
Yeah. Grabe, getting big na. And you guys just started in 2016.
Yeah,
2016. No, actually, 2016, but like December, right? So actually 2017 was when we really did more vlogs.
Okay. And it's progressing fast. Is there a target? Sorry, I keep talking about the numbers. Is there a target number?
Yeah. For this year, we were aiming for 5,000.
Yeah.
So we're super happy we got that last month. And 2020, we're saying 15 to
20. 15 to
20K. Wow. Hi. You guys can definitely do it, especially with the quality of videos that you guys have. And then in 2020, magpa-podcast pa kayo. So,
We have some interesting trips lined up as well next year. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that would create more quality content.
It's already very very quality. That's one requirement that we have in Spill the Beans, that we really not naman discover, pero we guess the quality channels that don't get a lot of circulation. Because when we started in 2015, wala kami makausap. We couldn't collaborate with anyone. Mm-hmm. So this platform has given us the opportunity for other channels.
But what for you is a criteria for quality?
For quality? Well, kailangan may production value, production. At least may storyline. Mm-hmm. And then at least the characters or the people in front of the camera may substance.
Mm-hmm. Yay, we have substance.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And honestly, I think in time, you guys will be bigger than Teddy Sage. Because you guys, there are eye candies, tama, and then you guys have substance. Oh, you have substance. And then, Lester, our looks will only go so far. We won't, eventually, we'll plateau. Pero ang goal lang namin talaga is to get a silver play button. And then we're good.
We're silver good. Is 100.
100.
100. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Grabe, no? The numbers now. Parang hirap i-quantify for the...
Yeah.
I was hoping 1,000 na yung silver play button.
Diba? Ang hirap na yun. Monetization pa lang yung 1,000.
Yeah.
Ang dami kaya ng 1,000. You can't even fit 1,000 people in a small place. Yeah. Right. Anyway, enough of your Tito moments, Tito Paolo. Guys, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. For the Memory Keepers and future subscribers, just to let you know, I just messaged Natalie on Instagram, and then they were kind enough to come over. The invite, I think, was just yesterday, no?
Yeah. Yesterday.
That was just yesterday.
Grabe ka naman
dito pa. Stalker mode ako eh. Like lang ako ng like. I think I even messaged Natalie at 1:30 in the morning or something. I was falling asleep on my desk outside. And then I said, wait, both of them are here.
Together.
I said, wow, the traveling foxes. Yeah, that was 1:30.
Yeah.
Guys, don't do that. Be professional. Especially don't message girls at 1:30 in the morning. Excuse naman si Tito Paolo because medyo workaholic, so I knew this was an opportunity, and if I didn't say anything, you might already leave because I know you're already based somewhere else.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much
Our
for
pleasure.
Coming. Thank you. Thank you for being here and enduring the podcast. So Lester, please, this is your cue. Please take us home.
Okay, let's go home, Memory Keepers. So Memory Keepers, thank you guys so much for...
Sorry, I interrupt lang kita.
Oh my God. What's that, Tito Pa?
Lester, naglagay na ako ng dalawang ilaw dyan. Sorry ka nila, ganun pa rin yung complexion
Diba?
You have two lights on both sides na. Yes. So Memory Keepers, Tito Paolo has done everything that he can. But there's really no change. So yun na, tall, dark, and handsome.
But Memory Keepers, thank you so much guys for watching our Spill the Beans podcast.
Ba't mo naman?
Sabi mo kasi
energy.
Ako gani brownie.
Parang ayaw mo na, okay.
Tanggap ko tong kulay ko.
Oh, sige.
Memory Keepers, thank you so much guys.
Thank you very much
watching,
guys.
Yes, for watching our Spill the Beans podcast and to Traveling Foxes. Thank
the
you
two so vixens, yes. The two beautiful ladies. Thank you very much for being very patient with us.
Yes, and congratulations sa 6,000 subscribers.
Yay. Yes, road to 10,000 na.
And Memory Keepers, kung gusto nyo mapakinggan ng Spill the Beans podcast, available tayo sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast, and iba pang platform. For sure, ilalagay namin yan sa description below. Pwede nyo check.
Sila rin, pakipromote mo
yes,
naman.
Yes, of course, malapit. Yes.
Oh.
Subscribe din kayo sa channel nila, Traveling Foxes.
The Traveling Foxes. We will link everything, the YouTube account, the IG account, we will link everything on the description box below. Please subscribe. The goal is now road to 10,000. Yes. Please let we are very supportive of all our guests, no? Yes. And especially these two beautiful ladies. I'm just talking. I don't know when to stop. Especially these two beautiful ladies who have a lot of substance and good traveling videos. Okay, stop na dito, Paolo. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so memory keepers, see you on the next episode.
Thank you for watching, everyone. Bye. Bye.